The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are going hunting for trouble, and we're going to find it and shoot it down and keep you safe. That's what we do here on The Danger Zone, where we work with David Trainer, president of New Constructs. Now, New Constructs, very unique among research firms in that they do it all from the bottom up. They actually start at the footnotes level and then work their way up. They wind up rating securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. And typically, the ones that are most dangerous, well, they're actually things that if you didn't do the research that they do and dig all the way down to the footnotes level, you're going to actually find them attractive. That's what makes them particularly dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, it's newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who is in the danger zone this week?
The Icon Healthcare Fund.
Danger, danger.
Okay, Icon Healthcare, that's ticker symbol ICHAX. What's the problem here? I mean, a lot of folks like healthcare. In general, is the problem the sector? Is the problem the fund?
The problem is the fund.
What are they doing wrong?
They're charging too much. It's not a very good fund to begin with. I mean, it's not the best in terms of holdings. But let's just say let's put holdings aside and talk about cost versus a benchmark. So a natural benchmark and a great benchmark for the Icon Healthcare Fund is the State Street Spider Healthcare Sector Select ETF XLV. And if you put both of those funds into a Google Finance and track their performance, you'll see they're almost mirror images of each other, except for distributions from Icon, which cause a difference. But ultimately, at the end of the day, accounting for that, they're effectively almost perfectly, not perfectly correlated, but very highly correlated.
Mm-hmm.
The problem here, though, is that Icon's going to charge you a whole lot more. And this to me, you know, and look, Chuck, I know you've written about this many more times than I have, but you're supposed to get a benefit in a mutual fund for active management. But if effectively you're just a closet indexer, you shouldn't be getting that. And XLV has an expense ratio of 16 basis points. Icon has an expense ratio of 162 basis points.
That'll do you in pretty much every time.
It will. And if you are buying the ACHAX version of the fund, you're paying a 5.75% front-end load. You're also paying another 41 basis points a year in terms of transaction costs.
The interesting thing to me, David, is that this is a case where we're talking about a fund that has about $150 million in it. And if somebody hears you talk about it, and again, if you paid that 5.75% load, well, you bought it through an advisor, right? If you were to look at it that way and go, okay, I bought it through an advisor, you know, how bad has it actually been? Well, it hasn't been terrible, right? I mean, the 3-year return on this fund, its annualized average return is more than, you know, 25, 28%. The problem is that the peer group has done even better. And if all you did was capture an extra 1%, a lot of people would sit there and go, well, it doesn't make much difference if you're talking about, hey, I could have gotten an extra 1% or 1.5% on a fund that got a 28% return. But the answer is that adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it adds up. It adds up big time. And over time, you know, for example, we do an analysis that shows sort of what you're going to pay in fees versus the benchmark. And over 10 years, the accumulated costs for ICHX are going to be over $5,000, whereas for XLV, it's only $400. That's assuming on a $10,000 investment.
And, right? And even the point I made, well, hey, it doesn't necessarily look that bad. That's in a market that's helping out. Yeah, if you have a market that's fairly flat, that's the difference between making money and losing money.
Yeah, no, that's exactly, absolutely. You know, and you know, let's face it, we know, Chuck, that this is a competitive business, and if you're willing to throw around willy nilly, you know, a percentage or 100 basis points here and there per year, then you know you really are in over your head.
So, is this a case? I mean, what do you wind up telling somebody who's in it, who paid the sales charge? Is the answer you're going to eat it and get out?
I think so. I mean, I think, look, if you're just talking about an expense ratio of 162 basis points versus 16 basis points, that's worth, I think, moving out. I mean, you obviously got transaction costs and things like that. I think, look, if you don't want to move, at least do us all this favor. Do a little bit more diligence before you get in the next fund.
Yeah.
And if you, you know, if you don't know if your advisor is doing his diligence, ask him. And make sure.
And quickly, because we're almost out of time. The holdings, you said you're not in love with the holdings. The answer to the holdings side of things is, again, if you were going to do it, you'd be just better off or at least as well off with an index fund?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, that's the whole idea. You know, look, if there's a cheaper alternative in terms of getting the same exposure, you might as well take it.
So they're not giving you anything on the stock picking. They're basically emulating the index, but you're paying a heck of a lot more. That means you're coming away with, it may not seem like a heck of a lot less, but over time it is. It's why the Icahn Healthcare Fund, ticker symbol ICHAX, in the danger zone this week. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Remember, David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. And if you want more information on New Constructs and their most attractive and most dangerous list and more, well, go to newconstructs.com. You can find David's blog there. And if you want to find out when they're doing anything, then you'll follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. All right. It is time to turn for home on the Monday edition of Money Life. Up next, the Money Life Market Call with Stephen Yakman from the Yakman Funds. He's making his maiden voyage next when Money Life continues.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.